Now we have to go back a few years to 1887. Between the 2nd and 4th of May, to be precise, of that year. At that time, Wolf was the music critic of a fashionable Viennese magazine. In 27 years, he hadn't at all fulfilled his immense promise as a composer. Not one of the songs of which he's now famous had been written. He suffered regular periods of profound depression. That was his fate all his life. But suddenly, that springtime, in the manic phase, there came into his head some ravishing string quartet music in the form of an Italian serenade. And this, I believe, was the key that unlocked his entire songwriting genius. It's not program music, and yet it's brimming with ideas, mainly movement and gesture, but you can also hear it talking if you listen closely. It must be the only miniature operetta ever written for string quartet, a work of quite startling originality. And its origins can be traced to the written word. I wish I had more time to tell you about that, but I think its source can be defined and verified. What's happening is that German poetic prose is being translated into music, into melody, into Italian melody, before your very ears. You can hear it singing and you can hear what it's singing. I wish I could offer you some authentic examples of this marvelous masterpiece. I'll do my best on the keyboard. If you hear the string quartet, it begins like this. You hear the serenaders arriving and tuning up. They get ready. They elect the first violin as a spokesman of the string quartet. He sings a love song. With a tremendous trill and flourish. And it's just like the gallant doffing of a plumed hat. Now, when I say these things, I wish also to add that these ideas can be verified from other early songs that Wolf was writing at the time. Later on, the cello, so to speak, gets down on one knee and makes a passionate declaration of love, like this. It greatly amuses the other instruments. We'll go. Wolf is there recalling the mocking laughter that he's heard in Götterdämmerung. And so on. And this Italian serenade music haunted and obsessed Wolf all his life. He kept on arranging it and trying to add new movements to it. And even in the lunatic asylum at the end of his days, crippled and crazed with brain syphilis, he was still working on this Italian music. It was a necessary tonic for him. It set his genius singing. And you can hear the German poetic ideas singing in every bar. In the very next year, not by coincidence in my view, he became a great songwriter, rivaling and even outdoing Schubert and Schumann. That was in 1888. And when he came to write the Italian songs in 1890 and later, he of course remembered his Italian serenade. He even rather cruelly parodies its main melody. When he comes to write a song about an unsuccessful serenader, changed also into this. This is Wolf, and it's a personal matter to him. It's disguised, it's elusive, it's not a clear statement of fact, but nevertheless, it's Wolf using his own Italian serenade. And it's no wonder that some of the Italian songs sound like string quartet writing, because that was in his mind. And all the verbal ideas we hear in Blossom, in the Italian serenade, emerge as ripening fruit in the later Italian songs.